If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try.
But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Happy Gilmore sucks.
Oh, eat a bag of...
Did you like Happy Gilmore too?
John, I want you to share what you thought first, just because I had to play catch up before I could watch Happy Gilmore 2.
Going to say this to start. I loved Happy Gilmore, the original. I was looking forward to this, but I also had some trepidation.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because, you know, sequels. I'm going to give it a C.
Okay.
I liked the cameos. I laughed a few times, but nowhere near as much as I laughed the first time. And maybe mm-hmm. It's because it was 30 years ago. I don't know. I just think mostly because it wasn't, in my opinion, that good. I'm sorry.
I wonder.
My opinion.
Right. Sure. Absolutely. And it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Now, I wonder, had you done what I did, if you would have liked it more. And I'll explain. So I've only seen bits and pieces of Happy Gilmore. Just a couple of scenes here and there. I know what it's about, blah, blah, blah. So I decided before I could watch Happy Gilmore 2, I needed to watch the original Happy Gilmore. Now, I was in the middle, this is going to sound weird, but I was in the middle of cleaning out my whole jewelry box. So I had everything out on my bed. I was untangling necklaces, doing whatever, because it was a disaster. So I wasn't 100% focused on Happy Gilmore. But I liked it, right? And just reminding me of some of the things that I've missed and why I've maybe missed some questions in Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge that I got.
I have written many questions concerning Happy Gilmore.
Yes. And then for Happy Gilmore 2, I actually sat down in the living room with my husband to watch this one. And I have to say, I really liked it. Now, could it have been the mood that I was in? For sure. Because as I was cleaning out all my jewelry stuff, I found a picture of my mother, who is no longer here. I lost my mom very young. And I also found a letter that she had written me.
Oh, wow.
As a young adult. And so that just made me feel really good, right? So I was in this good mood. And it was during Happy Gilmore 2. Now, mind you, I watched the first one, that I realized that Happy Gilmore's girl is named Virginia. Well, that's my mom's name. And a million times Virginia was said in Happy Gilmore 2. And every time he said Virginia, I smiled. It took me halfway through Happy Gilmore, the original, by the way, to realize that that was Julie Bowen playing her.
From Modern
Family's Claire Dunphy.
Where have you been for 30 years?
I know. Well, I told you I hadn't seen it. So I was in this really good
Did you know he played golf?
Yes. Stop that. Now, I knew it wasn't going to be some great life-changing movie. I knew that. I knew it was going to be silly. It was Adam Sandler. It was going to be dopey. It was going to, you know, sometimes be groaning humor. But my husband laughed a lot, and I laughed a lot. And I liked all the little inside jokes. I really enjoyed it. I think it's my attitude that I went into watching it. That's what I think.
I certainly didn't have a bad attitude. I was Saturday night. I was with my girlfriend. I was immensely looking forward to it. Maybe that's the problem.
I think you nailed it on the head when you said, I love the original, but that was 30 years ago. If you had watched the original first and then watched Happy Gilmore 2.
Right, back to back.
I think you would have liked it better. You know? And you're remembering from a time period where movies were very different when you loved that one.
Well,
so
I
that's
remember
my
this.
Take.
During Happy Gilmore the original, I laughed out loud a ton. Mm. During Happy Gilmore 2, I laughed out loud once in a while.
Oh. I loved how dumb and silly and stupid it was. I just enjoyed it. But someone who's an even bigger fan and had the greatest little post on her Instagram stories recently was our former producer, Steph, and she has got a rich history with Adam Sandler. She's going to join us next and share it. It's really cute and it's really endearing.
Good morning.
Good morning, former producer, Steph. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're very, very, very happy to be speaking to you, producer Steph. As we're talking about Happy Gilmore 2's premiere on Friday on Netflix, there's not a bigger Adam Sandler fan that we know than our former producer back home in Wisconsin, producer Steph.
I was sharing this with John and producer Jessica, and I believe it was in your Instagram stories or your Facebook stories.
What are you laughing at already, you weirdo?
But Producer Steph is a huge Adam Sandler fan and has been her whole life. And will you share what you put in your Instagram stories about something that you did when you were in your teens, I believe?
Yes, I spent my hard-earned allowance money and first paycheck money on Adam Sandler comedy CDs, and I hid them from my parents and listened to them in my Discman while they thought I was listening to the Spice Girls.
Why would you feel the need to hide Adam Sandler comedy CDs from your parents?
They are parental advisory explicit lyrics, John. Have you heard any of his 90s comedy CDs and all the raunchy swear words he uses?
The raunchy swear words. That's hilarious. Everything you said about that last sentence is so charming. Discman.
Uh-huh.
Parental guidance.
No.
Raunchy swear words. Spice Girls.
Yes. Producer Steph, obviously, I kind of understand now your little crush on Adam Sandler that has persisted your entire life.
I actually had the opportunity to see Adam Sandler live sitting next to Producer Steph. I've seen her in her Adam Sandler mania. She's a mad woman.
Yes, he makes me so giddy, and I do have a confession. It's because he reminded me of one of my first crushes in high school when I saw Billy Madison. He reminded me of Ben, and after that moment, I was, like, obsessed with Adam Sandler, and my sister even mailed him a letter and got an autograph on a postcard for a Christmas gift for me. So while Ben and I are still lifelong friends, my love for Adam Sandler continues on, and yes, my husband, Chef Brad, knows all of this.
Now, I have to say, Steph, I have only seen bits and pieces of Happy Gilmore, so... Yesterday, I sat down and watched the original while I was doing something else so I could have a much better concept of when I moved on to Happy Gilmore 2. I have to say that I find Adam Sandler much more attractive now than I did then. How about you?
I can see that for sure. Yes, he has definitely aged like fine wine. Is that the right saying?
We're talking about Adam Sandler here, right? Not exactly eye candy.
Well, no, I don't say that. He's not Brad Pitt, right, obviously, but I find him much more attractive now in his age than I did when he was younger and dopier.
First of all, obviously the guy's massively successful. Mm-hmm. Self-deprecating, clearly a family man, clearly a friend guy. He includes his family and his friends in all of his movies. Mm-hmm. And everything I've heard about him from other people is like, this is not an act. This is the most stand-up guy you'll ever meet. So I guess I can see that. The fact this is somebody that you can see as attainable.
And he doesn't take life too seriously. I mean, his CD of comedy hits like Ode to My Car or The Longest Pee or The Lunch Lady.
Producer Steph, shame on you. I thought you were listening to the Spice Girls. So what did you guys think of Happy Gilmore 2?
Well, what do you think I thought? Of course I loved it. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers. I try to stay away from all the teases and trailers. Lots of cameos. But something that I really enjoyed is that he put little snippets of the original Happy Gilmore in it, even though a lot of us remember those, but just having that quick visual again and seeing the side-by-side of a lot of them grown up now, that was my favorite.
And the little inside jokes that if you didn't see the first one, you would never get. I found that very charming, too. It's not going to be a life-changing movie. It's not something super serious, and I didn't take it super serious, and I think that's why I was in the right place to watch it.
Well, I have to rewatch it because I made my Captain and Diet a little too heavy, so I even asked Brad the next day, I'm like, how did it end?
All right.
Producer Steph. What's happened to you? Lying to your parents about the Spice Girls, drinking too much during a Sandler movie?
Okay, well, come on, John and Tammy. What did you hide from your parents during your teen years?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there at all. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.